North Wales. When we established a Socialist Party branch in Bangor, North Wales, in 2007, I was the only active member who had previously been a member of the Socialist Party. Therefore, it was a big assistance to the fledgling branch when Keith and his partner Liz moved to North Wales in 2008. Despite the long journey from Ryle in the middle of North Wales to Bangor on its west edge, Keith would try to ensure he attended every activity and branch meeting he could. He always took time to try to encourage comrades to develop their skills as speakers, writers, and campaigners. Keith would always encourage others to come to the fore. This included me, such as when Keith had been asked to write an article for The Socialist on the situation in the Congo, something he was quite knowledgeable about, but after a chat walking back from a stall with me, he encouraged me to write it. Keith was also someone you could always rely on. He was instrumental in the success of our protest against the Israeli bombing of Gaza in January 2009 when our small protest of about 15 to 20 mushroomed into over 100, with many people wanting to join the Socialist Party as a result. Our first ever North Wales-wide meeting with comrades from Bangor in the west to Wrexham in the east was held in Keith and Liz's house in Ryle. Many of us who were active Socialist Party members in North Wales were pushed out of the area by either the lack of employment opportunities or the hostile weather, the latter in Keith's case. But like me, I'm sure all of us who met Keith there will be saddened by him no longer being with us. Ian Dalton, former North Wales Socialist Party branch secretary,